Thank you for tuning in today, and you're listening to the Provisions for the Redeemed broadcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Vanessa Walker of Provisions for the Redeemed Christian Center, which is also known as Vanessa Walker Ministries. Hi, my name is Pastor Walker, and I want to share with you just a little nugget from God. What I want to talk about today is how to be a wise builder of your inner man. How to be a wise builder of your inner man. If you have your Bibles, you can go with me, or maybe you're just listening. But at any rate, Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24 says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." How to be a wise builder of your inner man. Now, we notice he was saying that this building had to have a sure foundation. So we as men and women of God have to have a sure foundation. And we know from studying, if we are men and women of God, then we already know our sure foundation is Jesus. A foundation is the beginning. And it is the beginning of any building. It's the first start of any building. It's when you get ready to build, you must have that sure foundation. It has to be a good foundation, a functional foundation. It has to be perfected. Amen. It has to be perfected. The whole building rests. The whole building rests purely up on the foundation. No matter how beautiful the house is, the building, no matter how beautiful it is, if that building, if the foundation is deemed flawed, if the foundation is deemed unsure, if the foundation has any imperfection in it at all, whereas when you get ready to build that house and set the weight of that house upon that foundation, if it's deemed flawed at all, then the whole building is off. So not having a sure foundation will cause the building to be off, will cause the building not to be or to hold the value that it should have. So it wouldn't be much. It wouldn't take much for that building to come crashing down. So the foundation has to be the first thing that is done. So when they rest up, sure up that foundation and begin to build that house on that foundation, then they have to know this whole house, this whole structure is rested upon that foundation. So for us, our relationship is rested upon purely in Christ Jesus. That's our foundation. First of all, we know when we look at the scripture, we can go to John 3:16, and it says that Jesus died for the whole world. That when he came on the scene, he came and died for all. He didn't just die for the Christian because no one were Christians then. So when he came to die, he died for the world. Why? Because the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave." And he gave his only begotten son. So as men and women of God, we don't have, we can't say that Christ just belongs to us. He belongs to everybody. God created everybody. And if we can get the gospel to them and tell them and minister to them about Christ Jesus, then they'll know too that Christ died for their sins as well. So we know that he died for our sins. And so we want to be one of those. We want to be a wise builder. We want to make sure that our relationship with God, that our relationship with him is strengthened. And the way we strengthen that is that we must then strengthen our inner man so that we can hear from God whenever he speaks to us. If we go to Psalms 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth the fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." We are strengthening our inner man. Strengthen your inner man. When you strengthen your inner man, again, I want to reiterate that when you strengthen your inner man, then your whole relationship with God is sure, is shored up, is established, is rooted, is grounded in Him. We can go to Proverbs. We can go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." Wisdom then helps us to build our foundation in God. Wisdom, having that wisdom in Him. Psalms chapter 2 says, "Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him." We are blessed when we put our trust in Christ Jesus. Again, remember now, this is just a little nugget to help you strengthen and to help you build up your inner man. Because when our inner man is built up and we have that relationship with God, when He speaks to us, we will hear Him. Just as the word says, when Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." We hear the voice of Jesus. Why? We have strengthened up our inner man so that when we hear the voice of Jesus, no other will we follow. Psalms chapter 9, verse 10 says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee." Wow, what a sure foundation that we can have in Christ Jesus. What a sure foundation that when we seek Him, He will strengthen us. When we put our trust in Him, that He will take care of us. He will not forsake us. So when we're going through these trials and these tribulations, when you're strengthened, when your inner man is strengthened, and when you're going through these trials and these tribulations, they don't just uproot you. These trials and tribulations don't overtake you. You overtake them. You overcome them. You overcome those trials and tribulations that try to come up in your life. Let's look at this. Psalms chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Wow. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of our wisdom. We want to build a sure foundation in God. We want to build a sure foundation in Christ Jesus. We want to be a wise builder of our inner man. Then we must have the wisdom and the knowledge of God. It can't be done without that wisdom and knowledge of God. When somebody is building a house and they're building a foundation for that house, they must have some wisdom and knowledge on how to build that foundation. The first thing you need to do, you go in and you dig down so many feet, depends upon how big the house is, how many feet you need to go down into the earth. And once you dig down into the earth so many feet, you must then come back and put your blocks down, fill those blocks with concrete and iron bars, fill those blocks with that, and build up that foundation. Make sure the foundation is level. Make sure that foundation is even, and make sure everything is done that's supposed to be done. Also, when you're building, an inspector is going to come out and inspect that foundation before he even allows you to come in and begin to frame up that house. The builder that built that foundation must have some wisdom and knowledge concerning the thing that he's getting ready to build. So what God is telling us today, we can't just go in. What the Bible is telling us today, and God is telling us today, we can't just go in without any wisdom of knowledge of who God is at all, and then expect to have a relationship with Him. It doesn't work like that. If we want to build our inner man, we must then get into the word of God. Just like He said in the scriptures, He said, "Whosoever hears these sayings of mine," of who? Of Christ Jesus, because He is speaking. He says, "Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and do them," He says, "I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." He says, if you take the word of God and you apply the word of God in your life, Jesus said when he walked upon this earth, he said to us that he will liken us as unto a wise man who know how to build a house. Amen. Who know how to build and understand that when he build, he must establish it up on the rock. And so he's telling us, take those things that the world know. The world knows how to build a foundation to put the house on. He said, take that. We know that that is in the natural teaching, but we can come around and take that and apply it to us spiritually and understand that my relationship with God, he's saying to me, then my relationship with God, my strengthened relationship with God, my sure relationship with him shows me then I am a wise builder of my inner man. That foundation that I've established that Jesus is Lord of my life. He is Lord. He is the Son of God, that he died for my sins, that he is now resurrected, sitting on the right hand of the Father. I must believe that. And in believing that, and then taking the words that has come out of the Father's mouth, when I read that from the written pages of the Bible, put them into my spirit man. Now then, I have become a wise builder of God. I have become a wise builder because Jesus said, I am a wise builder if I liken. He said, I'm a wise builder, excuse me, if I hear his word. He said, if I hear his word and if I do his word, therefore now I am a wise builder of my inner man. I have built myself up. I have strengthened myself in Christ Jesus. And so the nugget then, remember to strengthen yourself in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. And I know some of you already know exactly what it's going to say, but I am going to read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2. And let's start at verse 17. At verse 17, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17 says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17 through 19. And I'm thinking this is the right one. No, that is not the right one. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2. That's where I want to go. Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 6. Colossians chapter 2, and let's look at verse 6 through 7. And he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now listen to this very carefully. He said, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Walk ye in him, how? Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. He says, take that which you know. Take, he said, being rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. Rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. You are establishing your faith. You are establishing yourself. You're establishing your faith. You're establishing your relationship with God. And that's what he wants you to do. Establish that relationship with him. Amen. Build that sure foundation. Build that sure foundation. Be strengthened in him. Amen. So the little nugget, again, I want to share with you is how to be a wise builder of your inner man. Thank you so much for listening in today. Again, I'm Pastor Vanessa Walker, and I would like to invite you to visit with us at Provisions for the Redeemed Christian Center, which is also known as Vanessa Walker Ministries. We're located in Huntsville, Alabama, and can be contacted at provisionsfortheredeemed@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and hope to see you soon.